You're listening to Drive on ABC Radio Sydney.
Thousands of Australians have now contracted and recovered from COVID-19. You might be one of them. If you are, you've probably been told you need to wait before going out and getting either your first or second dose of the vaccine. So how much immunity do you get from contracting the virus, and how does that compare to the protection you get from having both doses of the vaccine? I partly asked the question because lots of listeners, well, when I say lots, maybe five or six listeners have contacted us because they're in this situation. They've had COVID. They want to get a vaccine, but they've been told they have to wait. How come? Magdalena Poblansky is the Professor of Immunology at RMIT University and joins us on the line. Magdalena, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Can we start with having COVID? Once you've had COVID, are you protected? You know, I seem to remember with something like chickenpox, people said once you've had it, you're fine for life.
You get some immunity to the virus, but it does depend on whether it's symptomatic or asymptomatic. So if you were COVID positive, but you didn't have symptoms, then it's very unlikely that you will have induced a good level of immune response that could protect you later. Also, even if you get a severe COVID, different levels of severity, about 5% of patients will have undetectable levels of antibodies after infection. So it's not guaranteed that you're going to get it, even if you have quite severe symptoms.
Mm-hmm. But in most cases, people with severe symptoms would have some level of immunity.
Absolutely, yes. And yes, they would. They would not be as protected as if they had been vaccinated. So this is emerging data that people who have had COVID will be more than twice as likely to get COVID again if they just stick with having had COVID as their protection than if they're vaccinated.
So the vaccine gives you better protection than even having a serious dose of the illness.
That's the data that's emerging, yeah. Mm.
A couple of listeners said to me they've been told they've had COVID, they've recovered, and they've been told by their doctor they have to wait for months to have the vaccine. Why is that?
Okay, so look, once you have the antibodies circulating in your blood trying to neutralize the virus, the vaccine, there will also be neutralizing the vaccine, so to say. They will be getting rid of the vaccine as well as the virus. So you have to wait until those antibodies go down so that then your body can respond to the vaccine again. So that's one of the reasons.
And how long do you have to wait?
The CDC in the US, and basically they've had a lot more COVID than we have. So this is the strongest data that's emerging again. They are recommending 90 days. But look, here in Australia, the scientific information emerging all over the world is reviewed by ATAGI all the time. So it'd be whatever is best practice and shown to work the best as data emerges internationally.
So your doctor should check with ATAGI, yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just to check on the website. They keep it pretty updated. But, yeah, in the US, they're saying 90 days.
Mm, okay. And what happens if you, because there have been a few cases where someone's had one vaccine and then gets COVID. What about them?
That's a really good question. I am not exactly sure that I can give you a specific answer for that. Having said that, this is just data that's emerging. So people have been studying individuals that have had COVID and then give them the vaccines, Pfizer or Moderna. And again, this is US data emerging. And they're showing that not only do they get a booster in the antibodies, the neutralizing antibodies to the virus, but also the nature of those antibodies is different. And with the vaccine, they can recognize additional variants of the virus. You know, these new variants, Delta, and variants of concerns that are emerging. So there's like a broader spectrum immune response happening. Mm. So it's a good thing to, you know, rev up your immune system, not just to get higher protection, but also to get wider protection.
And let me just ask you finally about the third shot. I know we're not here up to this in Australia yet, but they are starting doing it overseas, recommending a booster shot, a third shot. Will that tend to be a different vaccine? Or if I've had AZ for my one and two, will I have AZ for three? Or if it's a Pfizer person, Pfizer?
That is a very, very good question. At the moment, what's emerging is that if you get boosted with Pfizer after having had either AstraZeneca or Pfizer twice initially, so if you get boosted the third time with Pfizer, you get a really very strong immune response after that, much stronger than what you've had after your two doses of whatever you had mm-hmm. initially.
So it's quite good good to mix and match, yeah?
It's good, but it's also good staying with the same. I mean, it's what the data, again, emerging, because we're catching up with what's happening in the rest of the world where there's more disease and they're further advanced in vaccination. But the data that's emerging, again, is that the third dose is actually boosting a very nice immune response. Mm. So, and it can even be higher in some cases than the immune response that you get after just your two doses. So it's even better.
In the UK, it says Natasha on the text, and I think this is right, they're talking about one dose for the little ones. She says 12 to 17. That may be right, or maybe 12 to 15. I'm not quite sure. But they say one dose might be enough for the young ones. Why have they got a different view on that than we do?
I think when the large scale human trials have been done, you know, everything has to go with safety number one, a strong immune response that's protective number two, and then the balance of the benefit to the person receiving it. So the work on children, as in doing human trials and asking to enroll children in human trials, has waited until there was already a lot of data in adults. Clearly, you know, wanting to be careful about how things are being deployed. So in terms of what are going to be the recommendations here in Australia, they will be, again, reviewed from this data that's appearing abroad. Mm. And from that, do I know exactly right now what's going to be, you know, where we're going to land with this? I don't exactly know. It will follow best practice of what's happening and what's emerging. But not as many children have been immunized yet as adults. So again, we will be expecting to see more and more data coming through as really hundreds of thousands and millions of people are immunized, and then we will have a lot more information.
Mm. I mean, that's been the great thing about, you know, I know people say, oh, well, these vaccines have been created very quickly and all that, and that brings up doubts in their minds. But the flip side to that is that this is a rare situation where billions of doses have been given, so the data is of extremely good quality. The data is so much better than the data of some vaccine, which is only given in certain countries for certain periods of time. This is being given to vast populations where we can get real data very quickly and see what happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just had this conversation recently with somebody and I said exactly the same thing to them. So, yes, totally agree. I mean, we know a lot more about this vaccine and these vaccines than we know about other vaccines. And also not just the number of people being immunized, but the attention that the world is paying as to what actually happens. The follow-up, Yeah, and being in the media, and the media is doing a good job in terms of keeping things, visible so that we actually know where we are. So, yeah, a lot more is known about these vaccines than about other vaccines, perhaps, because of this attention.
Yeah. The one silver lining of the pandemic, we're all in this together, in the sense of the nations of the world are in this together, and we've got, we're going to end up with billions of data points. Hey, Magdalena, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Pleasure. And, message, get vaccinated. COVID is a horrible disease. You really don't want to, if this was like Ebola, you wouldn't be waiting to get Ebola to, you know, to get immune to Ebola. So just consider it. This is a very, very nasty disease. So just get vaccinated.
Go get vaccinated, says Magdalena, who knows what she's talking about. Hey, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Magdalena Pleblansky is the Professor of Immunology at RMIT University down there in Victoria.
ABC Radio Sydney.